Les visites de la Filmoteca.
Good evening. First of all, I would like to say thanks for your coming. You could do many of things in this town, and you just came to here to see an ugly old fucked up black and white shit. But on the screen it will be very cold.
Bé, doncs moltes gràcies per ser aquí. Podríeu fer la tira de coses meravelloses en aquesta ciutat. Jo he escollit doncs, venir a veure una pel·lícula amb boirosa i amb blanc i negre, però tot i això a la pantalla sembla que faci molt de fred. Bé, és un immens plaer tenir aquí a Belatar amb nosaltres. És un cicle que portem molt de temps preparant i que no hauria pogut ser possible sense la col·laboració de Filmin, de l'Acadèmia del Cinema Català, de Sonseig, de l'Escola de Cinema Internacional de Barcelona i del Manel Raga, que ha actuat com a intermediari doncs, per tenir tots aquests dies a Belatar. Com sabeu, avui estarà aquí per presentar i pel col·loqui de les harmonies de Rebmeister. Demà estarà al Sonseig i demà passat tornarà a estar aquí per presentar el cavall de Turí. I don't know if you want to say some words before the screening of the film.
I don't want to waste your time. Better if we talk after the screening when you had some imagination what happened.
Diu que potser prefereix millor parlar després de la projecció de la pel·lícula quan tingueu les imatges i sapigueu de què va la cosa.
But better if I don't say anything. You will understand what you see. You have to know the premiere of this movie. It was in 2000. It means it's a little bit old stuff, but maybe still valid, but you will decide.
Bé, estem parlant d'una... Jo prefereixo parlar després. Estem parlant d'una pel·lícula que es va estrenar a l'any 2000, per tant és una mica roba vella, però jo crec que encara és vàlid i millor parlar-ne després. Ok.
Guys, try to enjoy.
Intenteu disfrutar.
Hi, guys. Done. Sir,
it's for you, not for me. It's your turn to say some words about the prince, maybe the whale.
What?
The prince, the whale.
The whale is big. That's sure. I never seen real whale in my life. I came from a country where it has no seaside, especially no whales. It means I don't know how it looks real, but you know what? Because I don't had any imagination about the whales, I found it a very tiny, small girl. She was Hungarian. She studied in Vancouver, and she became an expert of the whales. And when we built the whale, she was there. And she was all the time fighting with me because she said, the eye of the veil is not on this highness. And I said to her, fuck off, girl. I don't care how is the real veil, but I need a picture when he could watch the eye of the veil. You can't believe.
Mai no he vist balenes amb la realitat. Visc en un país que no té costa i no sé com són en realitat les balenes i tampoc tinc gaire imaginació. Hi ha una nena hongaresa que era petita, se'n va anar a Vancouver i va esdevenir una experta en balenes i va estar durant el rodatge al meu costat i vam estar tota l'estona barallant-nos perquè anava dient, diu, l'ull no està bé de l'alçada. I jo li deia, què cony m'importa? No és això el que busco. El que busco és que l'ull dintre de l'enquadre estigui a una determinada alçada.
Anyway, if you ask me seriously...
Of course.
Yeah. Not only about the veil. What about this stuff? First of all, you saw it a fairy tale. We finished this movie, it was in 2000. In 2000, we could not believe what we will have today. You know? And swear to God, did not make me happy when I see the world now, when I see what is happening and how it's turning to things worse than what we believed. Because somehow this shit, it was romantic stuff, if I'm comparing what you can, if you switch on the television or reading the news, what is happening now. I could not believe what will happen in my country. I could not believe what will happen anywhere.
Si la pregunta és seriosa, i per suposat que ho és, sobre la balena, el que acabem de veure és un conte de fades. I és un conte de fades que el vaig acabar de fer l'any 2000, quan jo no podia imaginar com seria el món avui en dia. I la veritat és que si miro al meu voltant no em fa gens feliç el que veig que està passant, com van girant les coses. Tot va molt pitjor del que en aquell moment podíem pensar. El que hem vist és un conte romàntic comparat amb el que veiem avui en dia quan encenem la televisió o llegim els diaris. I això ho dic pel meu país, però també per qualsevol altre lloc del món. Questions. Preguntes. Aquí. Un moment, que ve el micro.
I will try to do it in English. Si no, Esteve, fas la traducció del que intenti dir. There is a famous statement that says something like talk about music is like dance about architecture or something like that. I will change music in this case for your film and for your kind of film, because for this kind of film, for your films in concrete. Because I think that he has much to do with music than with regular narration. He has to do more than with feeling than with meaning. And I would like to know what is your idea between these two things, feeling and meaning. Thanks.
What? Why do you think, you know, if you are believing they are splitting, you believe I have a kind of schizophrenia. I don't think feeling and the meaning has to be the same. You cannot dividing them. You say the content and the form or the sentiments has to be, maybe they are different, but hey, I am one. You cannot cut me. My left side is for content, and the right side is for the my emotions. Never. Everything is together and has to be together, because you are a human being, you are doing your life, you see many things, and somehow once something stuck you and you inspiring you and moving you and forcing you to sharing with you. But it is, you know, it's not coming like this. How? It's something what you have to digesting, you have to understand, you have to be with the people, you have to get something which is really pushing you to act. Because normally when you meet with something which is provoking you, the normal human reaction is you are resisting immediately, because you don't want, you want to protect yourself. But you, when you are really convinced, you are going ahead. But it's not on this way. My left brain is thinking this, or the right brain is thinking that. No, not. You are one body with one heart, and I just wanted to tell you, listen to your eye and your heart. Trust your eye and listen to your heart. I can't say more. No, it's just go ahead. Sorry if I'm disappointing you.
La pregunta o el comentari anava sobre la diferència o la contraposició entre sentiments i sentit. I aleshores Belatar respon que per què plantejar les coses en termes d'esquizofrènia. En realitat tots som el mateix i no pots confrontar el contingut amb la forma o els sentiments amb la raó. Jo sóc com sóc, un sol i no em pots dividir. No és que tingui el contingut a l'esquerra i a les emocions a la dreta, mai és així. Tot està sempre tot junt, i així són els éssers humans. Hi ha coses que t'inspiren, s'han de digerir i després s'han de compartir amb la gent, i això és el que t'impulsa després a actuar. Quan et provoquen, lo normal és que et resisteixis perquè et vols protegir, però un cop ets conscient de les coses, tira endavant. Jo tinc un cor, tots tenim un cor, tots tenim un cos, en aquest cos hi ha un cor, hi ha uns ulls, i el que has de fer és escoltar el teu cor i creure en el que veuen els teus ulls. No puc dir res més, ho sento.
Thank you very much. I'm here. Okay. So, there's a question that has been bug in my mind after watching this movie, because I also read the novel from which this movie is based. And of course, like watching the movie after reading the novel, your cinematic style makes perfect sense, because the author of the novel uses these extremely long sentences and you use extremely long shots, and the shots are sentences in the cinematic language. So I see there's a sort of a isomorphism. But there's one thing that is radically different in your movie. So in the novel, the small town is really ugly and horrible and extremely violent since the beginning. The novel opens with this scene of a lady traveling on a train, and the train is full of, you know, thieves and murderers and rapists and really horrible people. In the movie, we never saw the danger. We see people talking about danger. So also because you just said that the movie was finished in 2000 before all the other things that happened after that, I was wondering whether you were aware, how much you were aware that you were representing the town not as being in danger, but full of people with a weird perception of danger, enacting not because of the presence of danger, but because someone has manufactured that perception of danger. So how much were you aware that your movie could be interpreted in this way? Thank you.
Let me translate.
Because it's a long and serious question.
La pregunta gira al voltant de la comparació entre la novel·la que he llegit, en la qual està basada la pel·lícula, i la mateixa pel·lícula. D'una banda, hi ha una equivalència perfecta, perquè la novel·la està escrita en frases molt llargues i la pel·lícula també està filmada amb preses molt, molt llargues, en plans seqüències. Però hi ha una cosa que és completament, radicalment diferent entre la novel·la i la pel·lícula, que és que la novel·la, la ciutat està descrita com extraordinàriament violenta, petita, lletja, amb un tren, la primera escena passa amb un tren ple de gent molt violenta, mentre que a la pel·lícula no és tan així, sinó que és sobre gent que parla del perill. I, per tant, el que s'està representant és una ciutat amb la qual els seus habitants són conscients de la percepció del sentit, del perill, perdó.
Just to tell you, when you ask where is the danger, I have to say this is about the fear. When the people are not, they don't feel it safe. They have fear from the danger. And by the end, they are all creating the danger. You know, when you are driving car, it's two type of drivers. One who is offensive and the other is who is defensive, who is afraid, and by the end, what you afraid, you are doing. You are doing your car crash, you are doing the whole fucking shit because you don't have courage and you are not brave enough. And this is, if you ask me, where is the danger? Here. With all. Because we afraid and the fear is creating the danger. This is what I learned in my life. All fucking shit came because we did not have any courage to resisting. We just gave up. And of course, these fake prophets and dictators, and we can say what we have now. I said to him today, after Donald Trump, I believe everything, you know, because he is a creature of this fucking fear. And you need safety. You want to be sure. And what is happening? You can see. Switch on the television. Really, it's a nightmare. The danger is in you. I don't have to show it because it's there. You can see the fear. And the fear is the biggest enemy.
El perill, no, don't worry. El perill està en sentir, el veritable perill està en sentir la por del perill. I al final som tots nosaltres els que estem creant un determinat tipus de perill. Hi ha dos tipus de conductors, els ofensius i els defensius. I quan un té por, és, llavors és el que provoca justament els accidents, perquè no té prou valor. On està el perill? Està aquí, entre nosaltres. La por és la que crea el perill. No tenim prou coratge de resistir, i aleshores és això el que provoca que apareixin doncs, els falsos profetes, els dictadors. Avui parlàvem doncs, de que després d'un personatge com Donald Trump, ja m'ho crec tot, tot és possible, perquè en definitiva som criatures provocades per aquesta por, i el que necessitem és una determinada seguretat. On som? Només cal encendre la televisió i veure el que està passant. El perill està amb nosaltres mateixos, està aquí mateix. Veus la por i aquest és el pitjor enemic.
Hello. I would like to know your vision or your opinion about the character of Janos Baluska. You listen to me? Okay. Of Janos. I think it's a really special character in your film, in your filmography, because it reminds me a little bit of Prince Mishkin, of the idiot of Dostoevsky. Has this kind of innocence, this kind of naivete, this kind of generosity, this kind of giving. And also this kind of capacity of vision, that thanks to him we can see beyond this materiality, this dense, opaque atmosphere of the town. We can see the whale as a god creator. We can see the drunkard as a cosmos vision. We can see things beyond. And I think the film is a little bit like the death of this kind of vision, the impossibility of innocence. And I didn't see any more. I don't remember any more characters in your films like Janos. And also, I would like to know your opinion of Janos, and also your opinion on the actor. That is, was not an actor, in fact. I think it was a singer. I think. And another thing related with this that in the end, you say the film says that nothing matters at all. But in the end, it matters. This kind of little house that Esther and Janos made together, and they care about each other. So I think, in a way, that's what it matters in the end, no? This kind of, maybe we don't believe in anything else, but we care about each other, like Esther and Janos do. Sorry. Thank you.
You see, well, the fairy tale, it's about three person. First, Valuska Janos, who has a very strong connection to the cosmos and to the eternity. And the other main character is Mr. Esther, who has also strong connection to the eternity because of the clean voices and the clean sound. And the third main character is the veil, who is also connecting to the eternity because he is coming from the far ocean. And we have a world around them which is killing them. And that was the fairy tale. And we just wanted to say only this. And you cannot say there is no danger, because when they are marching to the hospital, there is a danger. And you said we did not show it. Anyway, you know, it's... We just wanted to protect and love those three. And of course, you do the same. You want to protect. We did not think about Mishkin or some other stuffs. No, we were just thinking about the protecting the human dignity and some kind of, how you said, innocence, or some kind of people who doesn't want to achieve power or money or something like that. They just wanted to have a normal life, like everybody wants, finally. But they could not get. That's all. It's nothing more, swear to God.
La pregunta anava sobre el personatge de Janus, que és un personatge recurrent a la seva filmografia, un personatge amb una capacitat de visió més enllà de la materialitat, també sobre la impossibilitat de la innocència i que també està interpretat per un actor, que en realitat no és un actor, que és un cantant. La resposta és que, un cop més, la pel·lícula és un conte de fades amb el qual hi ha tres personatges claus, que són, d'una banda, Janus, que té una connexió molt forta amb el cosmos i l'eternitat. Després hi ha Mr. Esther, també amb connexions amb l'eternitat, i un tercer personatge, que és la balena, no menys connectat amb aquests dos elements i que ve de l'oceà llunyà. I el món que hi ha al voltant de tots tres és el que els està matant. I per cert, respecte a la pregunta anterior, quan hi ha la marxa cap a l'hospital, allà sí que hi ha una autèntica situació de perill. El que cal fer és protegir la dignitat humana, la innocència i la gent que vol una vida normal com tots nosaltres. Aquí davant, allà darrere i aquí davant.
Well, first of all, thank you for your movies. And in my case, the question is, well, I cannot watch this movie and stop thinking about Nietzsche and his text about...
Sorry, can you tell me a little bit louder?
Sí, oh, sorry, okay.
Because it's very hard to understand.
Okay, so is that okay?
Yeah, now okay. It's perfect.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for your movies. And my question is about Nietzsche, because I cannot watch this movie and stop thinking about these texts of Nietzsche talking about we have killed God and so on. So I just want to ask you if you would be so kind to elaborate your intellectual relationship, if there is any, with Nietzsche and nihilism and so on. Thank you.
La pregunta sobre la relació amb Nietzsche.
Don't understand.
She's asking about the relationship of your film with Nietzsche.
This film?
Yeah.
Don't have any connection with
no hi ha cap relació entre aquesta pel·lícula i Nietzsche.
That was the Turing horse.
Això era...
Which it was devoted.
Això...
No, it was a starting point for Nietzsche.
El punt de relació de Nietzsche és més aviat amb el cavall de Turing, que és el punt de desencadenant de la pel·lícula. Hi ha una altra pregunta per aquí davant. Aquí davant, primera fila.
Hello. You touched me when you mentioned that you made this movie back in the 2000s. You felt that... Can you listen to me now?
What?
Yeah. I found
if
very
you are just turning like this, it should be better.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you were making this movie back in 2000, yeah, you just felt, you just couldn't imagine how the world was going to become. So that was quite interesting. Yeah, the world.
Swear to God, you have to fight with a little bit longer with this mic.
Yeah.
Because still...
So, yeah, it's coming and going. So, my question
now
is...
Now this is a good position.
This is good? Okay. My question is, you felt more optimistic back then, but now a little bit more of pessimism, of course, because of what's happening in the world at the moment. In this sense, do you think art, and particularly cinematography, has failed mankind in somehow, like, has not been brave enough, as you were mentioning, has not been courageous to tell a lot of, you know, of perversion and violence and oppression and all this system that has brought us to this point in which none of us can believe the level of violence and you know, pain that some people are causing onto others.
What is your question?
Do you think cinematography as such has failed? Like, has not have this resistance, this courage?
Hey, our camera is not a gun. Of course, we try to protect the people from every shit, but our camera is... just an ugly tool, a ridiculous shit. If you are comparing for a real machine gun, and I really can't believe, you know, the movies normally cannot take it any political or direct actions, because it's not for the function is not this. The function is you have to be open and see something sharing with you, and you have to act. You, the people. It's not the job of the cinema. You saw just pictures. Let's say the camera is just a tool to express something. But I cannot say to you what you have to do. I cannot judging. I cannot interfering. I just, let's say, recognizing what is happening, and that's all. And Of course, I know some guys who are much more militant, but nothing happened. It's not, and not a job for any kind of art to do political actions. Of course, we are human being and we have opinion. It's coming and you can see on the screen. But doesn't mean you have to agree with me. You have to keep it your opinion. And please do it. Don't agree with any of us. Be yourself. Feel free. And act how you want. Do what you really want.
La pregunta era sobre la comparació, el que ja he dit abans, de que la pel·lícula estava rodada el 2000 i que potser en aquell moment doncs, es veia el món d'una manera no tan pessimista com l'actualitat. I la pregunta era sobre si el cinema, en certa forma, ha fallat a l'hora de prevenir aquesta evolució cap a una situació doncs, pitjor o més pessimista. I Belatar respon que la càmera no és cap fusell, no és cap arma. Per suposat que els cineastes vam intentar protegir la situació amb la qual s'estava convertint el món, però no utilitzem res més que una eina molt, molt lletja i una merda ridícula comparat amb el que són les autèntiques armes o les autèntiques metralletes. El cinema directament no és polític. La seva funció no és aquesta, la que és primordial. Ha de ser obert i ets tu, és la gent la que ha d' actuar posteriorment, no és el cinema. Les eines són per expressar alguna cosa i jo no sóc qui per dir-te el que tu has de fer ni t'haig d'ajustar, ni t'haig de jutjar. Això és tot. I la veritat és que no ha passat res, el cinema no és un treball per fer accions directament polítiques. Per suposat que els cineastes tenim opinions, però no forçosament l'espectador ha d'estar-hi d'acord. Tothom ha de mantenir la seva opinió i l'ha de defensar i fer-se la seva. Sentiu-vos lliures i actueu tal com us inciten les vostres consciències.
And I'm really sorry, but I don't want to talk. And I did not... When we made it, this movie, and I have to repeat again, it wasn't a political stuff. It was a fairy tale about three main characters who belongs to the eternity and what could happen with them. That's the main issue. If it is working after 24 years later in a different way, swear to God, that's what we did not want. Really.
Torno a repetir, la pel·lícula és un conte de fades, no és una pel·lícula directament política, amb la qual hi ha tres personatges que pertanyen a l'eternitat. I 22 anys després, el que sí que puc dir és que el món, tal com llavors es podia intuir, no és actualment el que llavors podíem voler.
Change the subject.
Canvien de tema. Per aquí n'hi ha dos i aquí n'hi ha un altre.
Thank you for the tenderness. And my question is about poetry.
Where are you? I don't see you.
Here.
Where?
I'm
at the very back.
Here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
My question is about inspiration, about poetry, about our responsibility with this. Because an artist is not a politic, but an artist has some responsibility with poetry, inspiration, beauty, tenderness, protection of imagination, dreams, poiesis, no? This power of cosmos perceiving something different and create this paradise that we want in this world, no? What about this? Thank you.
You know, the poetry is a language. And the film, the motion picture, is just a different language. But what you mention, the tenderness, it is really important, I think. And I agree with you. We have responsibility to show other person in a very tender way and never judging or never say somebody is bad or good, you know. That's the main issue. And I don't think I could say more. Yeah, the tenderness is a key question.
La pregunta o el comentari anava sobre la poesia, la inspiració, també la responsabilitat, en el sentit de que un artista no és un polític, però el que porta és molta imaginació. I la resposta és que la poesia és un llenguatge, el cinema és un llenguatge però diferent, i que la paraula clau, amb tot el que he dit, és la tendresa. Jo estic completament d'acord amb la nostra responsabilitat per mostrar a altres persones sense jutjar-les, això és el més important, però la paraula clau, repeteixo un cop més, és la tendresa. Dos preguntes més, una aquí i... Salva, tu ja has preguntat abans. Una aquí i una aquí.
Hello. When you make different takes, do they change a lot in the rhythm and the timing? Or do you just make more takes for the question of the acting and the camera movement? Or is the rhythm very important and it varies a lot between take and take?
You have to know, everybody says I'm a perfectionist. And I never give out anything from my hand if I'm not 100% sure this is what I wanted. It means today I'm surely doing the same. It's no reason to change because I'm convinced. And believe me, I'm a serious guy, and if I say this is what we really want, you can be sure that's the right form, right time, and right rhythm, right acting, and that's all. And the right framing, of course. I don't understand your question.
La pregunta anava sobre el mètode de treball, el nombre de preses en relació entre el guió i la pel·lícula definitiva. La resposta és, jo sóc un perfeccionista, no em rendeixo mai, sempre he fet el mateix, sóc una persona molt sèria I si dic que és el que el que volia és el que és, això és correcte, i això afecta doncs, tant a la interpretació com a la càmera, com al muntatge i, per suposat, a l'enquadrament. No he acabat d'entendre la pregunta. Última pregunta.
The last.
Hi. I have a technical question. It's about the hospital shoot, because it's so long and it's so fucking difficult to shoot something like this. And I'm very curious if it took a lot of rehearsal or if you let the actors a little bit go wild, and how did you plan something so long and so wonderful, because it's perfect. And
yeah, we were rehearsing for the camera and for the movements for, let's say, 1.5 days. And then afterwards, we tried to shoot, but everybody was tired. And the third day, finally, we shot. But, yeah, it was a kind of very precise choreography for the movement of the people and for the camera. And when I had the feeling, okay, everybody is ready, let's shoot. But, you know, it's all the time a kind of contradiction, because usually, normally, you are hunting for the spontaneity for, let's say, actors or your partners for this work, because they are the best all the time, the first or the second or maximum the third time, the takes. But in this kind of complicated camera movement, you need to do rehearsals very precisely. Everybody has to go on the right place, in the right rhythm, and there it wasn't any actor's effort. It was just, you know, this is something. It's different when you are doing something with two actors. It's a different way of the working than if you are just try to moving a mess and this kind of choreography. It looks like a dance when you are just setting up step by step, of course.
La pregunta sobre l'escena de l'hospital, si va ser molt difícil, molt llarga de rodar, si es va fer algun tipus d'assaig o la relació amb els actors, i la resposta de Bellatar és que vam assajar amb la càmera i els moviments durant un dia i mig, aleshores vam intentar rodar, però tothom estava massa fatigat i no va sortir bé, i el tercer dia, aleshores sí que vam rodar. Era una mena de coreografia molt precisa amb la qual s'havia de conjugar els moviments dels actors amb els de la càmera. I això provoca una certa contradicció entre l'espontaneïtat que necessites i que normalment surt bé a la primera, segona, màxima, la tercera presa, i uns assajos que són molt, molt precisos, i no només amb els actors. És una situació molt diferent de quan treballes amb dos actors que no pas quan treballes amb un grup molt més complet d'actors que necessites un altre tipus de coreografia similar a la dansa. I fins aquí em demana Bellatar que arribem.
Thank you very much. And recordo, if I see my schedule, we can meet tomorrow again.
Tomorrow al Somzeig, i demà passat al Cavall i Nietzsche seran aquí.